This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Adrian Chenault and Tom Chenault. We've got a really fun show in store for you today with truly one of the smartest people I know and a conversation that I think is really timely and really...
What about our guest?
What about him? Go, Tom.
I'm the smartest guy you know, but what about the guest?
Oh, I see what you did there. Right. You are also one of the smartest guys I know, and the best smart guy I know at playing the fool of anyone I have ever met in my life, which is one of your superpowers. But you truly are one of the smartest people I know, Dad. So, hi, Dad. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, man. I'm so excited to have this guy on here because I'm telling you what, I feel like I'm riding on the shoulders of giants, and both of you are just doing some stuff that I never thought possible, and I'm just more pumped up than I've ever been, and thank you. So back to you. I interrupted you, and I shouldn't have done that. It's your show. I am going to be your color man today, so let's go.
So you guys mark my words. Watch how this goes down. He knows that he's not here in the studio with me. So if you're listening on the radio, usually we're sitting next to each other in the same studio. Tom's in Phoenix today, which means that I am not able to stab him with a pen when he doesn't do what he's supposed to do. So anything can happen today. But I'm super excited about this show. I'm very excited about our guest, whose name is Justin Velababa, and Justin is the founder of NowSight. And for those of you who don't get my copious and very interesting emails and have not yet heard the exciting news, Contact Mapping has just been acquired by NowSight. We have just joined forces with Justin and an amazing team and an amazing company and organization who are on a mission to help entrepreneurs and especially solopreneurs and network marketers to be able to grow their business effortlessly. And the system they have created to do that is amazing. And so we'll talk more about that. But before we do that, I want to introduce Justin and get to know him. Justin is a Harvard and Oxford grad. He is a serial entrepreneur with 3 exits under his belt already. He founded NowSight 6 years ago. And he's just an amazing, thoughtful guy. He's a great dad. He's based in London, England, although he's originally from Toronto, Canada. And Justin, thanks for staying up late and being on with us. How are you today?
I'm awesome, and I sincerely appreciate the invitation. I've been hoping to get this invitation for a while. I couldn't get your attention, so finally we thought, we better buy this company. So it's all worth it, though. It's great to be here.
Dad, are playing hard to get worked, man. Great job.
And we got him on here now, so now we got to figure out what the heck we like him so much. So take it away, buddy.
That is so good. So, Justin, I want to have you share a little bit of your background because I really, what you have accomplished in a very short amount of time within your career is really inspiring to me. And I'd love for people to get to hear your story of how you came to be an entrepreneur first and then what led you to ultimately creating NowSight.
Yeah, sure. I was, it was 2 in the morning, in my second year of college, and I was playing pool with a friend, and up until that moment, I thought for sure I was going to go to Wall Street and, do the banking thing like everybody else, it seemed that Harvard was doing. And my friend, just 2 in the morning, he said, we should start a tech company. And it was 2002, and it was kind of the first dot-com boom, and that thought had not crossed my mind until that moment, and I swear this is true, it was like lightning, and I said, yes, we should, and I haven't looked back since.
Wow.
It was literally that moment.
I'm sorry, I'm gonna interrupt you a million times, but I mean, What do you think happened for you in that moment that somehow this thing that hadn't really occurred to you up until that point became so evident? What did you see?
Obviously it was a lot of intuition because I was going on no knowledge or facts, but I think something inside me knew that I was kind of well suited for this, you know, quite irrational and crazy career path. Cause you do have to be a little bit irrational to start tech companies, right? Like no totally rational person would do it because the odds of failure are so high and the odds of success are so low. So you have to be, to me, irrationally optimistic. And I am nothing, and ask anyone that works with me day in, day out, knows I am, that doesn't mean I'm always happy, but I am irrationally optimistic. Like, there is not a problem that I am not certain that we can solve. There's not a challenge that I am not absolutely certain that we can't overcome. It's just a matter of, putting in a little bit of thought. So I always love technology. I love problem solving. I love being creative, and I am irrationally optimistic. And somehow in my brain, in that moment, those facts kind of came together, and it was just so clear, not knowing anything about it, it was so clear that was the right thing for me. And I haven't, I haven't worked a day since. Like, there hasn't been a single day that I've, looked at the clock and said, oh gosh, it's only 3 p.m., right? Like, never. The day's always over way too fast. And it can't start early enough, and I can't wait to get back at it on Monday. Like that's my existence for 20 years. I love what I do. I feel privileged to be able to do it. It's an absolute blessing.
That is so cool. And so NowSight is your third company or fourth company?
Fourth
company.
Yeah. So, very briefly, I had my first company was. Actually, before you could pay with a credit card and a taxi wirelessly, so we were the first people to do that back in college, 2002, 2003. And then I had a medical software company that I took public, and then I had a chain of virtual wellness clinics that I sold to a private equity group in 2017, and then I started NowSight. And 6 years later, it's just a fantastic company. But I will say this. That is absolutely what I call the Instagram version of my story.
Yeah.
Right? Like, look, I can cherry pick those four, successes, and it can sound like, oh, this guy's got it figured out, or he knows exactly what he's doing all the time, or whatever. You can kind of conjure these ideas of, constant success when I want to be clear that my reality is anything but that. Like, my day-to-day reality is an unending series of failures, with the very, very rare exception of things coming together and you have this, this spike of success, and then you go right back to failing all day, every day. And again, that's the life in a tech startup, and I think that's why you have to be a little bit irrational in your optimism, right? Just to kind of do that every day, just fail from morning till night every day.
the thing that came to me as you shared that story and that particular part about just this unending series of failures with these sort of flashes of occasional success and brilliance interspersed is it's like golf, right? Golf, I'm lucky if I can keep it less than 100 strokes. So I hit 100 golf balls, and maybe two or three of those is even a serviceable shot. Yeah. And somehow we remember the two or three enough that
is fucking embarrassing. It's always the last one, though, that brings you back. I mean, you'll play horrible all day, but then there'll be just one shot that brings you back. But yes, that's a great analogy. That's a great analogy.
That's so awesome. That is so good. All right. Somebody just said, how do I get the comments on the Zoom? If you So if you want your name to show on the screen, go to StreamYard.com/Facebook. I think that's what you're asking about. So just for anybody that is watching with us live and wants to show up on the screen, we definitely want to shout you out. It's so awesome to see all the faces here. And man, we got some heavy hitters, and we've got an amazing group of folks here watching with us. So thanks. Make sure you say hello in the comments so we can shout you out. And this is what it is to go and build a business, and that sort of unflappable optimism is a huge part of what it takes to be an entrepreneur, because you're simultaneously having to deal with all of that failure and continuous failure and learning and challenges all the time. And you have to hold this vision for the future while not ignoring reality. And that's the plight of the entrepreneur. And that's what it takes in order to be successful. And, you know, you got a pretty, you have an Instagram version that a lot of people would kill for. And one of the things that's important for all of us to understand as entrepreneurs is that you don't get that Instagram version if you're not willing to go through all of that failure on the way to get there. Is that right?
Well, that's right. But you also, here's the other thing. You also have to get really good at failing. Like, I think, and forgive me, I can't see who's out there watching, but I strongly suspect that I am better at failing than almost anybody here today. Like, I have mastered the art of failing, and the whole thing is basically understanding that I don't know anything, right? Like I for an idea to work, it has to be logical, it has to be a good idea, it has to be interesting, but that's not enough. Like, there's this X factor called the market, right? And you cannot predict how it will react to a certain thing that you do. So the most important thing is that you don't waste a lot of time waiting for feedback, right? So the more, like, the biggest advantage that we have as a startup is our ability to move quickly. And so the faster that we can learn, the faster that we can try things and fail and try and fail and learn and learn and learn, that's the key to success.
That's
just mastering the art of failure, truly.
Yep, and shortening those feedback loops so that you can move forward and you can adjust course really quickly along the way. So this is an awesome conversation. The world is changing really rapidly, and we're going to talk about that a little bit on the other side of the break, because you have really adapted in a huge way your entire company in the last 6 months or so. So we're going to come back to that. We've got to take a quick break. You're listening to the Legacy Leadership Show on the Genesis Communication Network with Adrian Chenault, Tom Chenault, and Justin Villababa. Stick around.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
And we're back. Welcome back to the Legacy Leadership Show with Adrian and Tom Chenault and guest Justin Bellavava, CEO and founder of NowSight. Before the break, we were talking about Justin's journey of entrepreneurship and, in particular, just how important it is to be able to face failure and to learn from what you're putting out there into the market and to adjust quickly. And Justin, I want to shift the conversation just a little bit, because I would venture to say that one of the most significant course changes and shifts that you have made in the history of NowSight has happened within the last 6 or 8 months. Would you say that's true?
I would say that is absolutely true.
And so talk about what happened late 2022 and what you saw that caused you to say we need to totally shift our direction and focus as a company.
Yeah, look, I think that, you know, any tech company that is not seriously considering a major shift has their head in the sand. I mean, artificial intelligence, right? That's the topic, has gone from, you know, night into day. In the last 6 months, like truly, it is a sea change, the likes of which will, you know, I've never seen in my lifetime. It's been promised to us in science fiction books and movies for 50 years, but, you know, we are absolutely living at a moment that we will, that future generations will study. Not just, I'm going to tell you, like, not, you know, online marketing. This is a really important moment in kind of human history, where AI becomes a part of daily life, and it's going to change the world. I mean, if we thought that mobile changed the world, if we thought that the internet itself changed the world, I think that AI is going to change it more profoundly and faster than these other, you know, absolute, you know, game changers. So, November 30th, 2022, is when ChatGPT was released, you know, to the public. And, you know, as a huge nerd, I tried it kind of, you know, within, I don't know, 12 or 18 hours of it coming out. And it was obvious to me, just like it's obvious to anyone who's used it, that this is the real deal. Like, this is different you know, this isn't like, you know, this isn't your dad's AI. This is like, real deal artificial intelligence. And we've never had access to a tool like this before. And for me, I knew within 30 minutes that we had to adapt. Like, our product, the world of online marketing is going to change, and we needed to lead it or get left behind. So, you know, we bet the company absolutely on integrating artificial intelligence, and I mean, so far that's proved to be a really, really good idea. But look, it's, you know, I can't overstate my personal belief of in what AI is going to do, mainly for good. But yes, of course, there's potential for, you know, for some harm in, you know, in the hands of bad actors. But I think this can be a really, really positive thing for humanity, truly. And we're living through it.
Yeah, and we'll continue this beyond the next break. But talk about, like, what is, because there's a lot of noise on both sides. There's a lot of fear mongering. There's a lot of there's just so much being talked about out there, and I think there's a lot of noise. What is the positive view from your perspective of the impact, like at a humanity level, like in a grander scope than just marketing? Like, what do you see that is the cause for that optimism for you?
Yeah, like, look, every time there's a new major technological shift, there's always the doomsday prophesizers. There's always the people who think that, you know, half of our jobs are going to be lost. I mean, if you look at any major, you know, tech advancement in history, that argument's been there. That argument has always been wrong, every single time, right? We are nothing if not innovative and adaptive. So I believe this will open up new fields, new opportunities. I believe that it will make us more productive, and there's a great article by Mark Andreessen on this, if you're so inclined, you know, where he argues also that, you know, the more productive we are, right, wages go up, standard of living goes up worldwide. What it can do for education. I mean, imagine every child in the world, for virtually no cost, can have an infinitely patient, infinitely, you know, understanding and brilliant tutor at their disposal anytime to teach them in exactly the way that they're meant to learn. Like, if that doesn't make you hopeful, I don't know what does.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And, you know, without a doubt, there are certainly big considerations about how we use this the right way and what are the safeguards that get put around it. But there's a lot of cause for optimism as well. So we're going to pick back up on that conversation and talk about how this applies in the marketplace of ideas for networkers and entrepreneurs. So we'll be back right after this.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326, and ask for Mike Hayes. Again, all you want to do is call Mike Hayes at 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
USA News Update. Israeli authorities say at least 22 people are dead and there are hundreds of casualties after today's surprise attack from the Hamas militant group. Israel has declared a state of alert for war in southern Israel, where rockets were fired from the Gaza Strip this morning. Palestinian militants have also crossed into Israel. Hamas claims it has captured Israeli soldiers near the Gaza border. Over 250 casualties have been reported so far and 22 deaths. The border conflict is affecting a college football game in Massachusetts.
A travel agent that's been managing bookings for families attending the Army-Navy game this weekend revealed that at least 70 rooms across three hotels were canceled, reportedly due to Massachusetts housing illegal immigrants in state hotels. The rooms near Gillette Stadium, where the game is held, were repurposed.
That's Corey Myers. Dave Collins, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
And we're back. Welcome back to the Legacy Leadership Show with Adrian Chenault and Tom Chenault, along with Justin Bellababa from NowSight. If you want to learn more about what NowSight is doing to help network marketers and entrepreneurs to grow their business, if you head over to contactmapping.com/now, we got a little spot there that you can submit some info, and we'll reach out to you and share more. So just want to make sure I didn't forget to put that in there so that those of you who want to learn more can. And so before the break, we were just talking about, in a more general sense, at a more human, you know, like human beings level, what is the promise of AI? But there's both promise and there's, you know, challenges. We're still, this is a brand new, not a brand new technology, but a huge shift in what is suddenly possible. And the whole world is out there kind of figuring out, what does this mean? What are the right use cases? And Justin and I have had some really cool private conversations about this that I think are really interesting. And so I think it'd be cool just to bring some of this out into the public conversation of, you know, I think there's a lot happening out there that is maybe either missing the point entirely about how AI can be used in business, or at the very least significantly kind of underestimating the power of what is suddenly now possible. And so, Justin, what do you see in kind of the public discourse about AI as it relates to business applications and especially sales and marketing applications, where maybe you think that the conversation is kind of missing the point?
You know, I think where people are getting it wrong is when the focus is on quantity over quality. Mm-hmm. And that's a very broad generalization, right? But to me, that's what I observe as the kind of the broad misapplication of AI, especially in what's near and dear to my heart, which is online marketing. So when I hear folks talking about how this is going to allow them to produce so much more content and you know, get their message out to more people, like, to me that feels wrong. That not wrong, like not immoral, but just incorrect. Like it's not, in my opinion, where AI can, that's not really the true promise of it. Like, yes, productivity, but that doesn't mean just quantity and spam and putting out, you know, mediocre posts. Like, that, to me, that's where, you know, people are missing the point. And frankly, a lot of this has to do with not understanding how good this is, right? Like, someone who has no idea what they're doing and goes and makes a free account on ChatGPT, you know, chat.openai.com, ChatGPT, and says, write me a post about basketball, right? Garbage in, garbage out. You're going to, if you say, write me a post about basketball, you're going to get a very, very mediocre output, right? Not because the AI is not capable of more, but because you're asking so little of it and it's forced to guess. So it's going to come out with some kind of banal, uninteresting post that you'll share, and someone else will say, well, that's kind of boring. You're not going to get engagement. And so maybe you just, you know, think, well, I'll throw more against the wall and hopefully something will stick. And that's not the right way to think about this, right? Like, when you understand how powerful this is, what you come to appreciate is it's not about quantity. It is about unbelievable quality. Like, the things that you can now do with AI that you couldn't do as a mere human, the quality of what you can produce and the ability to personalize your marketing and personalize your messaging. Like, to me, that's a much more interesting application, right? So if the more people can kind of get out of, you know, just hacking away at, you know, on ChatGPT and making low quality stuff, the more that they can, you know, understand that this actually is about, you know, high quality content that's going to help your customer, help your business, that's just good for everybody. That's the real opportunity with AI.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think this kind of cuts to some of the heart of why I came to be so excited about what we're working on together. And I think it's a really important piece of the topic, which is, you know, in addition to just the fact that, you know, your example of, like, write me a post about basketball, like, you're just going to get sort of boilerplate junk back. I think there's also there's an art and a science to how do we use the power of AI to, like, augment our humanity and augment our intelligence and have us be able to be more and be like a more present and like out there version of ourselves, as opposed to sort of hiding behind this tool and starting to sound, you know, everything's just going to sound the same and you know, and everybody's just like hurling like the same junk out into the internet or into social media or whatever. And so how can we move towards a vision for the utilization of AI that allows us to, like, step more fully into our humanity as communicators and marketers?
I think that's our job as, you know, as innovators in the tech world, right? Like that's I think that's us fulfilling our role,
yep.
Right? Is to say, okay, well, you know, how do we take this unprecedentedly powerful technology, the likes of which we have never seen, and how do we harness that technology and make it accessible in a way that allows the average person to achieve that level of quality in whatever it is that they might be doing,
right?
Right? That's our job. It's not. I don't think it's up to, you know, just the typical person out there to figure out how to harness it themselves, right? But for us at NowSight, we're thinking about, okay, well, how can we take this, you know, this incredibly powerful engine and turn that into high quality marketing in a totally turnkey way for our customers, right? Like, can, you know, and a lot of that is eliminating what I would consider the grunt work, right? To your point, you know, I think we, you know, the best is when the human is partnering with the AI, and you get the AI to do kind of all of the basic stuff, right? So that you can then apply your own, you know, humanity in your scarce amount of time. So instead of building a website from scratch, well, the AI is going to get you started, right? So that you can spend, if you only have an hour, you can spend it, you know, focused on quality, on your voice, picking the absolute perfect image, right? Like those tweaks that take something from an A to an A plus, right?
There you go. And I think to your point, you know, there's an analogy. My friend Joe Stradinger gave me this analogy years ago, and he was another really forward thinker in the AI space, you know, before a lot of these things came along. And he talked about this idea of the Hallmark Card Company. And so if you look at the very early history of the Hallmark Card Company, it was a very successful company almost immediately, and it was actually a boon to the United States Postal Service and the amount of mail being sent. And the reason why is that people knew, like, they knew their hearts that, like, I knew the kind of message that I, like, how I felt towards Justin or towards my dad or to whomever. What I struggled with is, like, putting together the words to express that feeling in a way that sounded like me. And so Hallmark's solution to that was to present to you, like, hey, here's this list of cards, and you can go and scroll through the thing and find something that says what you wish you could have said, but you would have struggled to write yourself. And so AI is doing this same thing for us in, like, incredible, some truly mind-blowing ways sometimes, where, you know, Donna, who's on here, she was talking about, you know, one of her sons is a firefighter, one of her children's a firefighter, and she put out, like, she was like, write a post about this thing that my son had done in relation to firefighting. And it wrote this beautiful post that talked about her son and all this stuff. And it was like, it was in her voice. It sounded like something that she would say. And, you know, Dawn is a very good writer, but many of us aren't, right? And so many of us, like, maybe I could get to that, but I'd spend 20 or 30 minutes composing this message, and instead I can prompt this AI to help me to do something, and then I can look at it and I can say, that doesn't sound like me, I'm not going to post it, or in fact, wow, that sounds exactly like me, and this saved me so much time.
Exactly.
And I think that's a huge thing, is that we're enabling people in lots of arenas, including the arenas of growing their business, to suddenly be able to post something that is as good or better than what they could have done themselves, and literally in, like, a tiny fraction of the time, right?
Absolutely true. You know, we think of it as AI. When I use this every single day. I use the AI every single day, and I think of it more as a partner, right? A collaborative partner where I'm like, hey, you know, give me five more, you know, words for this, or suggest, you know, five headlines for this email campaign that we're doing. And it'll come back and I'll say, oh, I kind of like this one. Give me a couple more variations on that, and make it shorter, and do this and do this. And then before long, there's this, it's an effort of both human and AI in collaborative partnership that gets you to a better outcome faster, but a better, higher quality outcome than you could have done on your own.
That's exactly right. And, you know, I think secondly, I just want to spend a little bit more time on this, right, is that one of the things that you're doing that, again, really resonated for me when we first started talking, is that of course, you know, there's people out there that are, you know, that are nerds, that are, you know, that love this kind of stuff, and they want to go and play with the latest and greatest and all this kind of stuff. But there's a huge swath of people that, like, they're more interested in the talking to people or in the growing of their business or the whatever it is, and that, like, this technology is just in service of that. And so you think about, like, you know, when a car became a thing, right? Like, there are certain people that really wanted to learn how to work on a car and all that kind of stuff. I could not be less interested in that. I just need something that's going to get me to where I need to go. And I don't need or want to have to be the master of the tools, other than, like, I need to know how to operate it, but I don't need to know, like, the underneath mechanics of it. And yeah. So a big part of what you see out there is that vision of creating something that allows the average person to see enough of how the inner workings of it are, that it's not just this black box and they don't have any idea how it's working. And yet it's like taking away enough of the complexities that it's missing. Well, and so that's really what it's about. And I just realized I set you up going into a break. So I'm going to take us to a break, but let's pick that's a key piece to pick up on the other side. So on the break, go to contactmapping.com/now. Would love to share some more information about what Now Site's doing and how contact mapping is going to be integrating into that in the near future. And so stick around. We'll be back right after this.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
All right, and we're back. Final segment of the Legacy Leadership Show. This show has already absolutely flown by. We're talking to Justin Bellababa, founder and CEO of NowSight, and we're having an amazing conversation about AI and what it means in the world, what it means in the world of business, and how we, instead of allowing it to intimidate us or overwhelm us or any of those things, how we can wield this powerful tool in a way that puts it in service and in partnership with us in building a better future for our own little micro part of our world, of our business, and for the world at large. And so before the break, Justin, we were just talking about this idea of like that balance of not having somebody have to know everything, yeah, and also giving them enough visibility that they're able to actually operate within the tool and not just have it be a black box. And so what do you think is the balance there?
Well, you know, I think one of the great ironies of the first 6 months of this true AI revolution that we're right at the beginning of, but you know, I think one of the big ironies for me is that AI will absolutely make technology more accessible, simpler, easier. But the perception is I'm more intimidated than ever, right? And it's interesting. Like I didn't foresee that. And, you know, we talked about failure, one of my many, many, many failings. But it's a really interesting perspective that people have, and I totally get it. But here's the truth. The truth is that it will make all technology simpler. Simpler, right? Like, for us, our goal has always been to provide the easiest marketing system ever, right? And we are able to deliver on that premise at a level that we, on that promise rather, at a level that we never could have done before. Before AI, we were, how simple can we make this tool, this do-it-yourself, you know, website builder, do-it-yourself email builder, do-it-yourself social post builder. Now, one click, and anyone, even if they can't log into their Gmail account, which is, you know, a lot of our customers, they can have a website, like a professional drafted website, a professionally drafted email campaign, a professionally drafted social post. So it's going to take some adjustment, right, for us as humans to get used to, you know, living alongside AI, but absolutely, it is going to make life easier and simpler. And, you know, yes, I'm a huge nerd. There is no question, okay? But I don't build technology for nerds like me, right? Like, this is totally focused on, you know, how can we make this as simple and as accessible to our true customer who is intimidated by technology? And we totally get that, right? And the good news is AI makes everything easier if you try it.
Yeah. And making that on-ramp less scary and putting people around it. I think that's one of the things that NowSight does really well. That's one of the things that Contact Now, like, I think that was one of the things where we knew there was this kind of like alignment in the way we think about things, is like, one of the great ways to do this is don't force people to be all on their own. Like, you know, the number one fear, I think, in anything is like, you're afraid you're going to break it, right?
Like, I went from being a mediocre chef to a very serviceable chef as soon as I stopped being scared of really screwing anything up. Like, almost everything is fixable. Same thing is true with computers. Same thing is true with cars. Same thing is true with home improvement, right? Like, there are a few things you can, like, really, really screw up, but that's a really short list in almost anything. And one of the ways that I think we overcome those fears is just in community, in being surrounded by a group of people that are on a mission together, that are supporting each other along the way. And I think that we can really help each other. And so I think that that's an important piece. And that's one of the things that I love about NowSite is that you have done that really well. You know, Cheryl, who is your VP of marketing, who is like just the most like, she's hilarious. She's so, you know, easy to talk to and great at answering questions. Like, you do this. And so I love that you're making that happen and supporting people in that journey, because I just think it's really how we help people along the way.
Yeah, look, like, I mean, long before AI, right? Like, way, way back in 2021, we had probably our biggest breakthrough as a company when, and you know, I feel like you kind of took my car analogy, because I've been saying that one for years, right? Well, when we realized, like, look, but it's true, when we realized that for a lot of people, online marketing it's not their idea of a good time, right? Right. Just like accounting software, and that, you know, they want to drive the car, not be the mechanic, right? That's how I use that same analogy.
Right. Really, right? There you go. Yeah.
They want to get from A to B with their business, right? They want to grow. They want to get more customers. They want to get to their destination, but they don't want to get under the hood, right? And for us, we had that realization years ago, and we still have a great in-house team of real people that will just do whatever you want. They'll build your website. They'll do it. So you shouldn't feel frustrated. And then AI came along and took that whole thing to another level, right? And then beyond that, outside our kind of head office walls, I mean, we have the most incredible, you know, group of affiliates. I mean, just it is. I know, corny to say that it feels like family, but it really does.
All right, like, hold on one second.
I mean, we have, and anyone who, you know, comes to our events, like, I mean, and it's a lot like the culture you have at Contact Mapping. And I think that's why this was such a perfect fit, right? Is there is this real strong sentiment of we are here to support one another. We care about each other. We want to support each other's businesses, and it's a real pleasure.
Absolutely. So, hey, we're going to get out of here. Stick around. If you're watching with us live, we're going to have a little after party. But for those of you listening on the radio, thank you so much for being here. You've been listening to the Legacy Leadership Show on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll see you next week.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.